Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Leo Kiely. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Leo Kiely. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Jensen steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maxwell. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Maxwell steals second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards first. Aganez catches it and throws to second to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on White. Lawler moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels strikes out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-2 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Aganez reaches third base with a triple. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Keegan reaches third base with a triple. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Bill Worley now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keegan scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Carl Olson now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Bill Wilson. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.